Why don't you just try introducing yourself first and what's your role in this production?
Okay. Hi, my name is Silva and I play Natasha in Follies.
So what do you think is unique about this project for you and your role?
For me, the first thing that struck me was the script. I thought it was very interesting, like it explored some literary aspects that I haven't tried doing before, because previously I'm used to plays that, you know, it's just a story. But this one, it involves the character coming out as a writer. So it's this multi-layered aspect to this character, whether or not I'm just a writer going into the as a first person into the story to control the story, or is it the character coming out as a writer to manipulate the story according to her needs? So this is something that I thought was very interesting.
How were you consciously communicating anything to your audience with this piece?
I think it's more of a, it's a very human thing. Like you want to achieve something, but at the same time, there are a lot of considerations. I think everyone can relate to that. Like for Natasha, it's, you know, she just wants Jay to love her. But for any of us, it could be, you know, I want to make a movie and I want it to sell. And I have to consider, oh, will the audience like it? Will MDA approve? Will I get funding? Will I have all these nonsense? Like, I have to consider so many things instead of just focusing on my one sole goal. So yeah, I think that's one thing that Natasha as a writer is parallelly, communicating to the audience.
How would you gauge your success in doing this? Over the past two performances?
I think there's always room for improvement. Like for every rehearsal, I try to do something a little bit differently. Like every performance, I try to, like, if there's any way I can improvise or add on without the expense of shocking my co-artists, I will try to do it so that I myself don't get bored with the piece and, you know, it's constantly fresh for me. Yeah.
Is there any audience or critical feedback you would like to respond to that you've heard?
Yes, actually there are a few, like for Rennie, the character, because him and Shruti are the only good guy. Shruti's innocent one, but he's basically the only good guy here. And we didn't have enough time, I think, because to explore his character further. Because he comes out and, you know, the script was just making fun of Rennie as a small build, as a little man, you know, like inept kind of character. But I was hoping that probably the nice one would triumph at the end because, you know, he's a good guy. But yeah, this is something that some of the audience have given me feedback for, like maybe we could, you know, do something about Rennie instead of having him just disappear. And also the puppet. It came out as the first person to introduce the whole play, but it just got... it disappeared halfway through the show. So if there was some continuity and a closure to the puppet, that would be nice. Of course, audiences would get it that it's about control.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it could have been further emphasized, I felt.
What do you think were some of the major challenges for this production for you?
For me, it has to be being there, the presence for 90 minutes, because I'm used to doing TV, and with TV, it's, you know, you cut and then you come out of character and you go back in, because I'm not a method actor. So I come out and I go back in and I can be myself and I can go back in. But for this one, it's a constant, I have to be in it for 90 minutes. So it gave me a new perspective to how method artists live. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, they can do that like for 3 months. It's pretty amazing.
What do you think were some solutions to that you might use to hold on to that, to solve that particular challenge for yourself?
Wow, what are some of the solutions? I don't know. Like for me, it's I try to go into it when it's on, when it's running. Mm. Yeah, but I can't go on for months. Mm. Yeah, okay. I will come out. Okay. I don't know how to.
Did you do any preparatory training?
Preparatory training.
Yeah, for this, for your re-entry into theater, like you consciously searched out like things, because Selva has told me that he's always looking for people with basic acting quality in all his actors. I mean, like, you come from TV. Was there a problem transferring any skills?
I guess because when I was in school, I was from dance. I was from a dance society, so that probably helped, you know, because with dance we make use of choreography and body movements, high, low body movements to engage the whole space and also to engage the audience. So that helped me a little. I had some theater training with Layang Merah. I don't know whether you've heard of them. Wu Wei Cai, Meng Wai Choi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Previously, when I was 13. So there was a little bit of guidance there and a little bit of exposure to theater, but I have not performed on stage before, so this is the first one. So those lessons in school and when I was younger, I guess helped me to have this this spatial conscious awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there an aspect or an idea from this production that you wish to further explore subsequently in other pieces that you might eventually do?
From this piece?
Mm.
Actually, I would have liked it if there were a lot more music and a lot if it was a musical piece, I think, because I've always wanted to explore a musical piece, because telling a story with a song and telling a story with dialogue is different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'd hoped that there would be an aspect like that in this show, but there wasn't. So I hope in future productions, if I ever do get a chance to, I might want to do a musical.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Now I'm just going to go to bigger, larger questions. Like,
okay, I hope I can answer them.
Yeah, don't worry. What do you think are some of the motives driving performance creators in Singapore?
Wow.
Yeah. Do you think they align themselves with social or political issues?
I think a lot of it comes from frustration. From the plays that I have been exposed to, I can't remember which one specifically, but it seems like a lot of them stemmed from frustration, like probably with the government, with people's prejudice against homosexuality, with a lot of these scenes, and they want to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that it's not just this performance creators who want to make a point. There are people who align themselves with these performance creators with regards to their viewpoint, their stand, but they just don't stand up for it, you know, because it's, I don't want to get in trouble with the government, I don't want to talk too much.
Mm.
But we know there are people supporting them, so it's this thing, wanting to stand up and having people, knowing that there are people backing them up, I think it's a main motive.
Main motive?
Yeah.
To what degree do you think Singapore artists engage public taste, needs and interests? I mean, I think that's like something TV does a lot. Like they know, they somewhat know what the audience wants from them and then they give it to them. But do you think that's the same thing for theatre?
For theatre, I think it's more experimental.
More experimental.
Yeah, because it's theater caters to a more specific crowd. With TV, it's mass. You know, you want the kids to understand, you want the aunties to understand, you want the adults. So it's more mass. But with theater, I think they can perform whatever they wish, and there will be people who like that kind of performance who will come.
What do you think is inspiring this need to be so experimental?
Wow. Life, I think. I mean, you can't be so experimental in life. But theater is where you can do whatever you want. No one will judge you. No one will she's such a mad crazy bitch. Now, you can be a mad crazy bitch on stage. Who nobody cares, and it won't be you, but you have a chance to be there and be that person.
Yes. Do you think a lot of the performance artists in Singapore, do you think they collaborate a lot, or do they not? Do they perform in a vacuum?
Collaborate a lot.
Yeah. I mean, like, in terms of, like, how much is it international collaboration, or how much of it is still very Singapore-centric? Because, I mean, like, experimental, it could be... It could have international appeal. It could, but how much of it, to what degree do Singapore artists, you think, only work with themselves? Yeah.
Are we talking about theatre per se, or?
Theatre per se.
Theatre, I'm not really in a position to talk about, because this is my first project, but I know that with TV and with music, Singapore artists really, they do like collaborate with the States, with Taiwan, with Hong Kong, with China. So I think I'm not sure about theater, but I'm sure they will, because we are such a more culturally diverse place to begin with.
To what degree do you think artists actually value tradition?
Whoa.
How much is it, are they deliberately like breaking away from that? Because an experimental route seems to be saying no to everything that has already been done before.
I guess it's just to a certain extent, because there are some things that you can't change, like performing to an audience, using lights, using mic. Yeah, what else can you use? I'm sure they can think of something else in the future, but at the moment, the style of performing may be experimental, the content may be experimental, but the delivery, actually, I don't know. In this crazy social media world, people can do anything.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
Last question. How much of the time did you spend personally to this particular project? Do you allocate time outside of rehearsals to work on your text? Or were you just consciously going in for rehearsals as that particular block of time in which you...
I try to read through the script over again to see if there are any parts that I can change, or any parts that, you know, we can improve on that the audience might not be able to understand. Maybe the smarter, more intelligent audiences might know what we're talking about, but we have to cater to a general average audience as well. Like, I was constantly questioning, you know, this Asimov rule thing. Are you sure they are gonna understand it? Because when I ask a lot of my friends from Europe, from America, they're like, "What is that?" It's like an engineering term, like for robotics. This is a quote from a good friend of mine. He said, "You know, you don't have to bring yourself down to the most basic level of audience. Just to cater to them, you can just still deliver good content, but yet but yet people understand you as long as you deliver it correctly. How much more time do I allocate, really? I try not to do that too much outside because it's not my play alone. So it helps when we have a lot of rehearsals. We have it every Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. And these are the times when I can actually communicate during rehearsal where we can improvise and then we can make it work together. Because if I find it funny and you don't, then it's not going to work as well if you can't catch the ball and deliver. So I find that improvising the script with all my co-actors and the directors, it helps. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.